straight out for the.
Hey friends, this is Jim Bob Morris here. In this racing season, make it tequila at the track with El Bandito Yankee, the official tequila of race day.
This is Scott Hamilton with Flying Ryan Racing on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line as the summer is filled with racing and fun and events in the first kind of fully open summer since the pandemic. Excited to have on the line the crew chief for the Flying Ryan race team for the Pro Stock Motorcycle for NHRA, and of course the rider of the El Bandito Yankee Machine. He is the one and only Scott Hamilton. Scott, welcome to WGN.
Well, thank you, Dane. I appreciate you having me.
Well, we often talk about fast. We often talk about food. When it comes to you, it's kind of like speed and spirits, right? Because you not only are involved with the race team, but also the place that I guess people would celebrate afterwards, the vault.
Yep. I got a small bar and grill in Danvers, Illinois, and we've been here for about 15 years now.
So when it comes to the vault, I mean, that's kind of great, right, to have this. And we'll talk a little bit about the T-shirt shop off air. We went over just that great relationship that merchandise and T-shirts go with the world of racing. And, of course, it's fans. And when it comes to fans of festivities, Danvers Days is coming up. And we talked with Ryan a little bit about kind of the unique situation he is. The Bloomington area, Central Illinois, not known as a hotbed for racing superstars, but you guys are there. And he'll be front and center for all those festivities this weekend.
Yeah, he's going to come out. He's going to actually bring the bike out on Saturday. So it'll be up front and center outside in the beer garden, set up right next to the El Bandito margarita table. He's going to be here most of the day signing autographs and showing off his motorcycle.
So what is that like? You know, and we mentioned it, you know, not everybody in the area gets to get up close and personal with a star of motorsports, specifically the fastest of all with NHRA. When you're out and about with Ryan, like, what's that like?
It's fun. I mean, when we're in Bloomington, he's just a heating and air conditioning guy, you know. he's just a normal guy. But he does have that NHRA clout to him. And once people find out who he is, I'm proud to be a part of him.
Yeah, and you know when he comes up to fix maybe an air conditioning unit, but he is wearing the full-length teal iridescent racing suit, you know, that always kind of has an impact as well.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about the events. It is coming up, an El Bandito Yankee, and of course, Ryan, you guys and the race team are, you know, connected in a bunch of different ways at great venues, some of the iconic spots around the country for the race weekends and for Danvers Days coming up. Talk a little bit about some of the things that are happening, not necessarily just with the vault, right, but there's a whole big festival happening.
Well, this is the 40th year for Danvers Days, and basically it's just a town festival. They bring in a carnival, and they've got food vendors and music uptown. And I actually close off the entire street, city block right next to the bar. And I have kind of my own type of party down there as well, where we have live music right outside the bar. So I'll have two bands on Friday night, a band on Saturday night. We have drink specials, food specials all weekend long. Ryan will be here Saturday. The El Bandito people will be here Saturday as well doing a free tequila tasting. They will also have their signature margaritas on hand. So it's going to be a good event.
To let the listeners know, we're talking with Scott Hamilton. He is the crew chief for the Flying Ryan race team for NHRA. He also is the owner, proprietor, driving force for the vault right there in Danvers. And it sounds like if you're not the mayor, maybe you should be. We should start your candidacy, right? You're able to close off streets all by yourself?
Well, I'm very fortunate to have the backing of the town. I mean, I've been here 15 years, like I said, and own two businesses right on the opposite corners. Took two vacant buildings, rehabbed them, and created two businesses out of them. So I do a lot for the town, and the town respects that, and they're behind me every step of the way.
Well, the town has said, I mean, the word on the street is they've never looked better, whether it is the businesses on the street or whether it's the people and the T-shirts. You mentioned the other business, right? And we talked a little bit about racing and fans and T-shirt and merchandise and all that kind of stuff. So talk about the T-shirt business.
Well, the T-shirt business was a vacant building across the street from the bar. And the bar does not have a parking lot, per se. Well, this building came up for sale, and I looked at it as an opportunity for a parking lot for the bar. So I bought the building. I rehabbed the building. It was pretty much vacant for a couple of years, and a friend of mine was selling his t-shirt business. And the amount of money he wanted for it, I thought, well, I can just buy all his equipment and print shirts for the bar. Well, that was 7 years ago, and it's turned into a business since then. So I made it work, doing more than just search for the bar. So I reached out to other people I know and business acquaintances, and I started printing shirts for multiple different people.
I love it. I love it. You know, and we got to see win, lose, or draw on the track when it comes to race day. We know Ryan has won championships as well, is that you guys are the best looking crew there. There is no denying that. That bike is one of the most beautiful things in racing, in a sport filled with great visuals, right? And then the crew shirts are awesome, and I know there's some great merch coming as well. And hopefully we can collab on some other things for El Bandito Yankee. There's a ton of need for all the different kind of alignments that we're doing. Hopefully you're in on some of that as well as we go forward. So we'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all the Danvers Days stuff. And as we let you go, you look at the season, the playoffs are coming up. We're going to be with you at a lot of these places. I know Worldwide Technology is a great event down there in St. Louis, Texas. We're going to be there with you, California. For you guys in the team, are there tracks that you look forward to going to the most?
Every track has its own unique draw. But yes, when we're close to local, we do enjoy that, obviously, because we get more of the local fans that will drive 2 or 3 hours to come watch us. You know, they're not going to drive all the way to Pomona. But we have a good following. We've built our team amongst like all of our subcontractors, like our painter, obviously the t-shirt guy, are all close knit friends that really enjoy doing what we're doing. So for instance, the painter, he is so proud to paint that bike and he's so proud of it. So he'll be here this weekend showing off his talent. You know, Ryan will be here showing off the bike, but Rob will be here as well showing off his talent in person.
It takes a village, right? You know, it doesn't all happen all by itself. Obviously, Ryan gets a lot of credit and deservedly, right? He's the one there on the bike and going fast. But to make it all happen and make it all beautiful and make it all cool and all that support, it's everybody that's behind him. And of course, those leading as well. And that's you, Scott Hamilton. So thanks so much for everything you're doing. We're so excited to be able to be a part of all of that. Cover it here on WGN. And of course, I know the El Bandito Yankee folks are excited to go even faster with the fastest growing tequila now in the fastest sport. So Scott, good luck this weekend. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you very much, Dane. Have a good day.